It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning on the show. Another big show lined up today. A little bit later on this morning, we're going to talk some basketball with Aaron Clayton, who is the voice of Lyon County basketball over on WCCK Radio, so stay tuned for that. But we're going to hit the ground running this morning. We've got Bowling Green High School basketball head coach D.G. Sherrill on the line with us, and D.G. is a former Caldwell County Tiger, a Caldwell County High School grad. And D.G., good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Tyler? Good to be here, buddy.
Yeah, glad you could join us this morning. And you were just in Princeton, what, just a few days ago?
Yeah, I came over there Saturday and played a little bit of basketball. Had a good game with the Tigers over there. You guys got a nice team. You got some really nice pieces.
Yeah, starting to round into shape pretty good. But, you know, the second region's always tough. Henderson County is going to be tough. Lyon County's got another team, good team again this year. But you guys have a pretty good team there at Bowling Green this season, too.
Yeah, we're kind of – last year we had a nice run, got the state championship game, and had to do a little bit of a reset. So, you know, we didn't really know who we were at the beginning of the year, but we're starting to kind of figure ourselves out. We play a lot of young kids. I dress 6 freshmen, 5 sophomores varsity, which is bodes well for the future. But as an old coach, it sure does – I'm glad I'm already bald because it would wear some hair off my head for sure.
Well, it's always most important to be playing your best basketball at the end of the year, right?
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we're starting to figure our rotations out a little bit, you know, and we're not scoring as much as I would like for us to do, but we are guarding well. We're rebounding well. We're kind of figuring out how to play together. And, you know, we played a game after we played you all. We played our next game. I looked out in third quarter, had 4 freshmen and a sophomore on the court. So, you know, I like my young guys, but, you know, it's been certainly a process. But I think we're playing better right now than we played all season for sure.
Now, you've been there at Bowling Green for a while now, right?
Yeah, I've been in the district for 20 years, but I've been a basketball coach for 17. I was out for 3 years when I moved into the district administration. I'm also a DPP for the school district.
Well, and a lot of people here in Caldwell County might not know this. Some probably do. You won a state championship there in Bowling Green.
Yeah, we won the championship in 2017, we were runner-up in 15. And got to the Final Four in 14. So we kept knocking on the door. And finally, each year I kept saying, those 4-year run, we went 4 straight years. And the previous 3 before we won it, the state champion beat us. And so I thought, well, if you want to win a state championship, you beat Bowling Green State Tournament. Was kind of what we were talking about. Well, we finally broke through in 17. And then we went, of course, to the championship last year. So we've had 3 runners up. We've had 4 appearances in the Final Four and then, of course, won a championship. So I've been pretty blessed. Had a lot of good players. Good coaches and a really good administration here for a long time.
I talked about the second region being tough earlier, but you're there in the fourth region, and that's every bit as tough. You got all those Bowling Green schools, so that's yeah. A tough way to go.
Yeah, Warren Central is always exceptional. Us and them have won, I don't know how many in a row now, just the two of us. But this might be a year that a Clinton County breaks through. Russell County is starting to play really well. Greenwood has a really nice team this year, and they swept us for the first time since 2008. We lost our first game to South Warren in school history this year. So both those teams are really good, which rounds out, you know, our 14th district. So the region's exceptional. Warren Central's kind of out in front of everybody right now, but certainly someone else could sneak in there and maybe get this crown this year.
DG, how did you end up in Bowling Green?
Well, I started off in Dawson Springs as Terry Hayes' assistant back in 1992, 93. So I've been around a while and was there 3 years, got married, and my wife took a job in the Hopkinsville New Era, Kentucky New Era over there. So I went to Hopkinsville High School. I was there 6 years, and I was a girls' basketball head coach for 2 years. And I realized that I'd preferred to coach boys, and nothing wrong with girls' basketball. The girls were a lot smarter than boys. I have 2 girls and daughters of my own. But I want to get back into boys basketball. And my wife and I both went to Western. And so I looked up here, and Allen County Scottsville job was open, and the Warren East job was open. I applied for both. Allen County interviewed me and hired me before I ever interviewed at Warren East. I was there 4 years, and we had gotten from 5 wins to 2 20-win seasons, beat Bowling Green about 3 years in a row there pretty handily, took Central to an overtime game in the semifinals the year after they were state champions. And so put myself, I think, in a pretty good situation to be a candidate for this job. Got interviewed for this job in 2005, 2006, got the job. We were a lot of football players that played basketball at that time. We didn't have a lot of just basketball dominant kids in our program, but over time, we still share a ton of athletes with football, and we embrace that. But over time, we just started building our program, and by the third year, we were region runner-up, and by my fourth year here, we'd won our first regional championship. And so this will be my 17th year. So in 16 years as a head coach, we've won 8 regional championships. We've won 12 district championships. So we've had a good run. But, you know, again, this is kind of – this year we kind of had to reset things and got a great freshman group, got a really strong sophomore group, and our middle school is probably as strong as it's ever been.
Well, talked about being in Bowling Green. It seems like to me half of Caldwell County ended up in Bowling Green. Do you see a lot of people from Caldwell County when you're out about during the day?
I do. I've got a few people up here, like a Matt King, Lance Sledge, Laura Yates, different ones, Laura Daigle now. They're people I graduated with. And then younger folks, Steve Smiley, who a lot of people know, I was his supervisor for a couple of years, and he just retired last year. And so, you know, that's you know, that was really nice to work with him. We were teammates in high school, and then we were also fraternity brothers in college. And then some folks in Princeton may remember Trevor Akins. Well, his son is our starting point guard. And, of course, got to go against his first cousin Saturday. They got to guard each other, which was a neat thing for them to go through. So his name is Hudson Akins, and he's a college basketball player. He's just a sophomore, but he's a really good player for us. And he and I laugh about our Caldwell County ties quite a bit.
Yeah, there were a whole bunch of those when you guys came back the other day, and I think there were a lot of people in the stands that were maybe a little confused on who they were supposed to cheer for.
Well, it's always nice to go back there. You know, I saw Bridgie Miller came down and talked to me, and, you know, a gentleman that, and for a little while, appreciated that. And then a guy named Randy Meeks, a lot of people know that Randy was a youth director in my church when I was growing up, and him and his wife, Sheila, were a huge impact on my life and were great examples for me when I probably needed that, Todd. As you know, growing up with me, I didn't always make the best decisions when I was a young person. So, you know, having some guidance and those people coming down and shaking hand and just giving you a pat on the back, you know, it brings back a lot of good memories. Craig Smiley, who's one of my best friends in the world, came to watch us play and hang out for you a few minutes. You know, we graduated high school together as well and have known each other a long time. So seeing people that you just grew up around and you don't see, you know, every time we see one another, our hair is a little grayer, maybe a little thinner. We're getting a little bit older, but it's always nice to go home and be around that familiarity and see those people that embraced you and supported you when you were coming through and you were a young person and really needed that support.
Yeah, and something else people might not realize is that you and I are both 1987 Caldwell County grads.
1987, that just like what, you know, a couple years ago, right?
I mean, yeah, it wasn't that long, yeah.
yeah, I think my daughters, I've got my youngest daughter's going to get married. She reminded me not long ago that I'm getting ready to have our 40th high school graduation, and it seems like it was about 3 weeks ago. You know, it's just time moves. My grandfather told me one time that a day becomes a week becomes a month becomes a year when you get older, and I think I'm experiencing that. You know, I'm getting ready to finish up my 34th year in education. I'm going to retire from the school district this year. I hope to keep coaching for a few more years, but it's been a good run and just enjoy. I hope we can continue to play Caldwell County. I enjoy going back home. There was some conversation initially about us playing in the Butler Building, but I think there was something went wrong. We couldn't be in there. I'd love to play in the old gym again that I got to play in. I was a really good piece of a great team that went and set a lot of screens, a lot of rebounds from Michael Gray and David Gray and Timmy Riley and all those cats. And Chad Pepper and I just kind of banged and beat and tried to get as many rebounds as we could. And they hoped we didn't shoot it too much. And got to play on some really good teams, you know. We went to a regional championship game my senior year. And my junior year, we were better. I thought if we could got past Hoptown my junior year, I thought we probably could have gone to a Final Four. We were 28-3 my junior year, and And I was just I was a very small piece of an excellent basketball team, played with some really good players. And Coach Bird, I tell people, you know, he didn't really have to give me a chance, and he did. He didn't have – there was players on that team that were better than me, that were more athletic than me. But I don't know, Coach Bird just – he took a chance on me. And I just – you know, I played as hard as I could for him. But he got me he embraced me, and that helped me just kind of develop a love for I don't know, intoxication for this game that, you know, all these years later I'm still out here trying to get something done. And I owe a big debt to him, you know, because he didn't have to do that. And it was really something that I'm still kind of surprised at the chances he took on me when he didn't have to do those things.
Now, did you know that 1987 team was the last Kaawa County team to reach the second region championship game?
Yeah, I've done some research on that, and there's been some good teams since then, a lot of good teams. But I remember him telling me, because I don't know, one time I came down and talked about the Kaawa County job, and it was funny because Coach Gates had told me before I came down that Coach Berg wanted to take me to lunch after we got done talking about the job. And so I thought, you know, he's waiting for me. We're going to go, you know, maybe Coach going to get me a burger from downtown. He bought me a school lunch. So we sat out in the cafeteria and we talked. And that's kind of what he and I talked about is, you can come back home, but the rarity of that team that we had in 87, you may not have a team come through like that again. I don't know. You never know, but that was a fabulous team. Now, I will tell you, in 2026, you're seeing what Lyon County is doing down the road. They're a state level. We've played them a few times, and they have, you know, they've won a state championship. They won a Class A. And when playing Caldwell County the other day, I liked their size. I liked their ability to shoot the ball. The Lander kid really shot it well against us. The Akins kid is fearless. They've got nice size. And so, you know, a little depth on that team, and boy, they could make some noise. I told Coach I really like their pieces. I think they do a good job running their offense, you know. And we'd been on a little bit of run, and we had to beat them there at the end of the basketball game. They had control out of that game against us, and I like it. And they've got some young pieces, so you know, I hope one day there's a banner hanging in those rafters, at least a regional runner up, maybe something beyond that, maybe a regional championship.
Yeah, the interesting thing about this year's Kaawa County team, last summer when they were playing, the best player on the team was Cam Wilson, and then he got hurt during football, so he's been out all year. You know, hopefully he'll be back for next football season and next basketball season. But if you add him to what's there, then if you're a Tiger fan, you're kind of getting a little excited for next year.
Oh, yeah. Man, they've got another piece because, you know, their length and all, I mean, I got to say, they matched up with us size-wise. They were probably more athletic than us at some positions. I had seen some film on them, and then when I saw them, you know, when they came out and played, I mean, they've got a nice combination of kids. You know, they're kind of like we are in that, boy, you'd like to have a 6'5 banger in there, you know, that kind of stopper to bucket, but they've got everything else. And I mean, you know, if they can score consistently, they can kind of keep people out of that lane, they would lack for some physicality. I think they got a chance to make some noise. I think they're probably they got to be maybe with the best team in their district. I know Hop Central's having a good year, but they're right there as far as their district. And then, like you said, in the region, Henderson's pretty good. I've seen them, and Lyon County's really good again. The problem that you guys down in the second region are facing is the Monster's going to pop up over in Hoptown here, I think, next year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where they're going to have the combined school, which is going to put a significant challenge. But as I've often said, they can only play five guys. So, you know, basketball is a great neutralizer, as you've seen with Lyon County. And then I think Caldwell, if they can put a little bit together, like I said, they can score, and they've got good guard play. They shoot it really well. So, I think their youth, their team is going to make some noise. I would be excited about them, too, if I was a Caldwell County fan.
Yeah, the thing about the second region has always been, though, you can have a really good team, but then you look up and Christian County's got a state contender, or Hopkinsville does, or University Heights does, or Henderson County does, and now Lyon County does. So it just seems like you've got to have a really good team in a year that maybe all the other people don't have a really good team.
Well, the region has had depth the last few years, a lot of depth. Now, the other part about that is, and I can tell you from regional tournaments and state tournaments, when I was at Hopkinsville for a few years, it was always about that region draw. You know, when we would draw into the region, we'd always want to try to avoid Henderson. Maybe Christian County and Henderson be on the same side, or UHA and Henderson be on the same side, because that was always a team that, you know, Gibson was there then with his sons, Phil was, and they always had really strong basketball. So Caldwell County needs to get in a good draw, get the weakest of those teams on their side, and then hope the Monsters draw on the same side. Because, you know, we up here in our 14th district, people always say we wanted to get, you know, you got a Bowling Green and a Warren Central, or a Greenwood and a Warren Central. Well, everybody's got to go through those teams. It's hard to beat two of those teams. And so they would hope that one of us would get knocked off by the other good team in the region, giving a team a chance. So Caldwell's got to, you know, but again, I will say, and I've seen Henderson, I've seen Lyon, if, you know, they're just, Caldwell's one kind of big body away from being able to compete with them. Their guard play is as good as those teams, I think. Based on what I saw in my one night out, I think their guard play is pretty strong. But it goes into, you know, can you defend the bucket? Can you keep people out of the lane? Can you avoid live ball turnovers? Not shoot a bunch of bad threes, quick threes that result in long rebounds and buckets. Because a long, quick three is just like a live ball turnover. Other teams snatch the rebound or land the ball on the other end. And that, you know, transition basketball is what gets a lot of teams beat. So it's kind of controlling the tempo, controlling the lane, can give them an opportunity to win a lot of basketball games. Like I say, I'm a fan, man. I all these years later, I go online, check my scores and stats. I'm always clicking on Caldwell County and seeing what they're doing and what their record is. Just, you know, one of my favorite places. I want them to do very well. I hope they do very well.
Now, you've been around for a while, and what's kind of your thoughts right now on the state of Kentucky high school basketball? Does anything need to change? What kind of improvements to the game would you try to make?
Well, you know, I'm dealing with one of the things I would change right now. You know, the state passed down that we have to go by RPI for, like, we came into a two-way tie for the 3 and 4 seed, and so we're going to probably end up in 4 because, you know, our RPI peer is the last day that you play a district game. Well, we were 0.3 of a point behind South Warren. Now we're ahead of South Warren, so the state has set that as the 18th, but the RPI doesn't really consider strength of schedule, opponents. You know, there's a lot of things that needs to change about that. That's what they're going to use, because I could go out and schedule a bunch of 3-win teams and my RPI could be through the roof. Whereas another team is scheduling state contenders and losing some games, and our RPI would be a lot lower. So I think it's strength of schedule needs to have something to do with that. I don't even know how you would do that. And, you know, I just think that, and then the other thing about it is, and we've been on the right side, we've gotten some good transfers over the years, but the transferring thing is just out of control. I think there ought to be a date, maybe January the 15th. If you're not eligible by then, you're ineligible for the season. You know, unless there's a crisis in a family, like, you know, you lose a parent or some kind of crisis happens where a kid has to move, then that would be there'd be an exemption for that. But we've got kids that are getting eligible now, a week, 2 weeks before the postseason, and I think it creates a lot of instability. Now, that's no one's fault, really. That's something KHSAA is having difficult, probably managing thousands transfers a year or whatever. But you're looking at that at the college level with NIL, and every year, every roster flips over. And I've always been a Kentucky fan, and, you know, you can't get connected to players because most of them are going to be here a year and gone. And then you're going to have a whole new roster and $20 million for a college basketball team. Well, then what happens is that affects AAU. And then after AAU, all the movement, then it starts affecting high school basketball. So I think we've got to kind of look at that and the emotions of transfers and how often people transfer. You know, you look around at some of these teams that are successful year in, year out, and there's not a lot of homegrown talent on those teams. You know, we need a point guard, you'll get one. Okay, we need a two guard, you'll get one. And I just think that kind of puts us in a situation where you either say, okay, there are no transfer rules, everybody go where they want to, because you can't legislate it anyway, or you've got to figure out some way to manage some of that, because it's really kind of, it's just creating a little bit of chaos. And I'm not saying kids can't transfer, but I think it puts us in a situation where, what are the rules? I mean, like I say, up here we've had, in the last 2 weeks, we've had like 4 more guys get eligible on teams in our region that have been sitting all year long, and now all of a sudden they're eligible. And then it just, It just doesn't make sense. Now, I'm not blaming anyone for that. I think it's the sheer numbers of people that are moving around that creates a lot of difficulty for people to manage that. And that's something that has dramatically changed over the years. You know, kids didn't move this much, when I started in the profession. So I think that's something that probably needs to I don't know how you solve the problem. I don't have good answers for it, but I think that creates a lot of just unsettledness in our game. And then I heard something not long ago, people talk about, you know, classing basketball. Don't ever class basketball. I'm not for that. I think that anyone that goes to the Sweet 16 understands why and watches that, the greatest high school basketball tournament in the nation, I think that you would understand why you would not want to class basketball. If you want to, when you hear those conversations, I would challenge you to go drive over to Indiana and watch the 2A, 3A, 4A state championship games in Indiana. Indiana basketball used to be something special. Now they may have 300 or 400 people watching a high school championship game because the basketball system is classed. But you go to Rupp Arena here in a few weeks, and you know, if we're not there, I'll still go up there because you watch just really good basketball. You watch so much school spirit and kids going up there and trying to do something special. And you know, you always still have that A school, that 2A school that sneaks in there. You always get a few of them still to try to make those runs and sometimes first time in school history. I think there's just a lot of nostalgia and history to that we don't want to mess with.
Well, DG, I appreciate you coming on and talking basketball with us this morning.
Hey, Todd, it's always great catching up with you, buddy, anytime. Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, good luck to you guys rest of the season.
All right, thank you, Todd. Take care of yourself, buddy.
You too. That's DG Sherrill, Bowling Green boys basketball head coach, former Caldwell County Tiger and a Caldwell County High School grad. And the Purples were in Princeton last Saturday playing the Caldwell County Tigers, picked up a 65-63 win out here at the Cab Gym. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report. We'll be back with more right after this. Stay with us on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
This is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, inviting you to join us for our Customer Appreciation Pancake Day, Saturday, February 21st. H&R AgriPower, along with the C&H Genuine Parts team, would like to say thank you to our loyal customers and the community that has supported us over the years. Enjoy the world's best pancakes served from 7 to noon. Be sure to enter to win door prizes. Take advantage of exclusive one-day savings on C&H Genuine Parts, service, and equipment. Don't miss it. H&R AgriPower, 4900 Eagle Way Bypass, Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Uncover the charm of banking local with Fredonia Valley Bank, your steadfast financial partner since 1894. Through times of change, Fredonia Valley Bank remains by your side to handle your banking with a legacy of excellence. Discover strength in their local roots and experience the difference of genuine community banking. Embrace the mantra of living local. Eat, buy, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank. Local people, local decisions, and local commitment. Your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, Dad, I think that's everything. Two matching shoes, your favorite suspenders, and a microphone. What's all this for?
Well, Jenny, I'm going to the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville.
I can't go because of college. How will I learn about all the cool things happening there?
Just tune into this radio station or visit youragedge.com Wednesday through Friday for reports from the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville.
Cool, so I'll be able to listen during class.
I don't think your professors would like that, Jenny.
It's fine. Okay, enough chit-chat. You better get going. You don't want to be late.
Hey, while you're there, look for me at the Farm Credit Mid-America booth, our HR AgriPower in the South Wing.
Who are you talking to?
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, appreciate DG Sherrill joining us this morning from Bowling Green. And again, the coach of the Bowling Green Purples, former Caldwell County Tiger. Speaking of the Tigers, they will be in action tonight. Lady Tigers as well at the Cab Gym. The girls will play first tonight facing Union County at 6 o'clock. The guys then play Henderson County. That'll be a big matchup at 7:30 tonight. The Henderson County boys game's a makeup date, so that's why we have the two different opponents for the girls and boys tonight. But you can hear both games right here on WPKY. Again, the girls take on Union County at 6, and then the guys take on Henderson County at 7:30. We need to get to a break. When we come back, we'll be talking with the voice of Lyon County basketball over on WCCK, Aaron Clayton. Stay with us here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
For traditional listings or auctions, contact Atlas Real Estate and Auction Services, an experienced and trusted local firm. Estate, land, auctions, waterfront, and homes.
Dirty or low oil can seriously shorten the life of your engine. That's why the certified service experts at Trice Hughes in Princeton undergo extensive training to understand your vehicle's engine and oil needs. With regular oil changes from their experienced team, you can trust your vehicle is ready to perform its best mile after mile. Don't let neglect keep you off the road. Visit Trice Hughes for your next oil change and keep your vehicle running strong. Schedule today at TriceHughes.com.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Did you know every time you shop in our big deal store, you're not just grabbing a great bargain? You're supporting local businesses right here in our community? At WPKY, the Big Deals Program allows local businesses to trade gift certificates for advertising, helping them grow as they reach more customers. And don't we all want our business community to grow? Help our local business community thrive and save money, too. Shop Big Deals at WPKYOnline.com and make a difference. Visit WPKYOnline.com and click on Big Deals today.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Good morning again. Thanks for tuning in today. As promised, joining us now is Aaron Clayton, who is the voice of Lyon County Basketball on WCCK Radio. And Aaron, we're coming down the home stretch of the basketball season. It's almost postseason time for us.
It is. It is finally here. Appreciate you having me on, Todd, as we have just a week and a half left. Again, it always seems like it just flies right by. You look at the schedule in late November, and I have, of course, the boys and the girls to do, and I have over 2 pages, single space typed of all the games to call, and now I'm down to about a half a page, even when I add the district tournament to it. So it's been a blast, as always, highs and lows of any season, but it's been a lot of fun so far here in 2026.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've already had some exciting times with the Lions and Lady Lions this season.
That we have. There's no way to not knock around the All-A State Championship run. As amazing as the run was with Travis and Brady and Jack, as people will remember, and as they rightfully should, with the 2024 the big state title at KHSAA state title, they never were able to get past the Final Four. They had a lot of heartbreaking games in the All-A State tournament. A lot of shoulda, coulda, wouldas, but these young men that were kind of left over, left behind, that proved that, hey, we were a big reason we had the success in 2024, that are seniors now that were sophomores then, made the finals last year, lost by 3 to Danville Christian, and this year, Todd, personally for me, in 15 years and a combined near 900 games between the boys and the girls, those two games on that Sunday afternoon about a week and a half ago in Owensboro were two of the tough, roughest, most physical games I've ever seen Lyon County compete in. Battling through that, battling through calls that didn't go their way, and to beat two, in my opinion, legit top 25 teams in Newport and Caverna, back-to-back games with about an hour and a half rest, to be able to win the All-A state title in Owensboro was one of the more amazing things I've seen this team accomplish ever since I've been around, since the fall of 2011.
Yeah, you know, there's always a couple of thoughts. A lot of people say, let them play, don't call everything. I kind of think the game has gotten too physical just overall. Not a knock on the referees. I think they're just calling the game the way they've been instructed to call it. But it just feels to me like basketball is a lot more physical than I remember it being, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago.
I agree. Again, you'll look at memes and reels of the NBA from the 80s and 90s. They'll say, well, I wish it was as physical then. But on the high school floor, again, it was more about, I guess, just more on the court play of X's and O's or being strategic or having the better talent. Well, it wasn't about how hard can you knock a guy down where he won't get back up. And I completely agree with that, that I do believe it has gotten physical. And again, a lot of that is, you know, either the let them play mentality or, you know, older, the longer we go ahead, you got more athletic, more physical, stronger, bigger guards and forwards and centers at every position where, you know, used to you just worried about, you know, the four and the five spot as being your more physical guys. Now everybody is physical on the floor, so it is hard to keep up. And I'll give the officials credit on that. You want to be consistent and you don't want to be too heavy with a whistle, but you just kind of got to find that happy medium.
Yeah, I kind of have a theory on that. And I think back when there were two referees in the game, that they just saw things and called it. When they went to three and we thought, oh, there'll be more eyes on the court, so they'll call more, I don't think they do call more. I think the referees have gotten to where they just call their area and they don't call something that might happen on the rest of the floor, even though when something happens, that official who is out of the area might actually have the best view of it. It just seems to me like that as we went to three referees in every level of basketball, it feels like the game got more physical for some reason.
Yeah, and in my opinion, that becomes more of the confrontation piece between coaches and officials, and then therefore that's when you get more physical because then everybody's riled up. What I see calling the games in all these years, paying attention, it's the response to a coach of, why didn't you call that? Well, excuse me, there's my daughter with me too, so you'll hear her a lot today. But again, they'll say, well, that wasn't my section, or that was the other guy, and I didn't see it. Well, you're just going to make the coach mad then. Or, like you said, you're going to try to call something, but you may be 50 feet away, and you're going to say, well, why didn't that official on the baseline call it? And here you're calling it behind the half-court line. And I think a lot of that, and again, right or wrong, but that causes a lot of the confrontation, and the madder you get, the more physical you're going to play.
Well, and we're glad this morning to have one of the newest basketball fans on the show with us as well.
That's right. My daughter, Chesney's with me today. My wife is out of the house for the moment. Again, we split time between working in Paducah at our restaurant and taking care of her. We're very blessed to be able to do that and very, very grateful. One of us will be there. One of us will be with her. So she's with me right now, and Chesney Ann, and she'll be 1 year old come March the 8th. So hopefully, switching to the girls' side, again, I do know that the girls' region championship game should be the night before that on Saturday, March the 7th. Hopefully, we're celebrating a Lyon County Region girls' championship, but I know we got a long way to go. However, we did have a good outing against Henderson County, but again, until you could just get over that hump, they're always the one there in front of you. Again, dug out of two double-digit holes, took a lead late in the third, and had a chance late down by two with 90 seconds left and just couldn't get over the hump. But our girls team is also doing amazing this year under first-year head coach Ricky Baker, who knows how to win a high school ball game here or there.
Yeah, Aaron, if you'll hang on, we need to get to a break on the show. We'll come back and talk more basketball with Aaron Clayton, the voice of Lyon County Basketball on WCCK Radio, when we continue here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Take control of your health journey with Dr. John Mobley at Caldwell Medical Center, specializing in bariatric surgery using the Lap-Band system. Dr. Mobley brings over 25 years of expertise to help you achieve lasting weight loss, enjoy personalized consultations, ongoing education, and dedicated support, all from one location. Don't wait to transform your tomorrow. Contact Caldwell Medical Center today. Better health, better life, right here, close to home.
When winter hits, you need a truck that won't quit. At Trice Hughes in Princeton, they have Ram, Chevy, and GMC trucks built to power through snow, ice, and whatever winter throws at you. Ram is all about strength. Chevy brings all-American dependability. And GMC stands for professional-grade precision. Plus, they're all backed by small-town honesty and customer care. See what your neighbors are saying online at TriceHughes.com. For real truck power and service worth the drive, winter starts at Trice Hughes.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. We're talking with Aaron Clayton, the voice of Lyon County Basketball on WCCK. Aaron, appreciate you hanging through the break there with us. How long have you been calling Lyon County games now?
This is my 15th season of doing both Lyon and girls and boys basketball since the fall of 2011, and it's been an absolute blast. I mean, it's truly been one of the better things that's happened to me in my life, and that's the God's honest truth. That's not just saying that to blow smoke or be hyperbolic. It's been a blessing because, again, when I came in the fall of 2011, I had no idea about much of anything in Lyon County, much less the basketball teams. I knew there was a water park there. I knew that's where Ty Rogers went, and that was pretty much it. But Coach Jeff Doom, I'll always say, he welcomed me in with open arms that first day I went to the gym or just to the school to meet them. I was told by our sales rep, Cindy Riley, that, again, we're going to let you call high school basketball. And I said, all right, finally get my opportunity. And said, it's going to be at Lyon County. And I'm like, okay, if that's what you say. So I went and met him, and he was in the middle of teaching a class, and he said, guys, I want you to turn around here and look at this guy. He's going to be one of the best things ever happened to Lyon County. And, of course, had never met me before that, but, again, one of the sweetest and just greatest men I've ever met is Jeff Doom, and we've still had a fantastic relationship all these years later. And he was in my wedding with Julie, of course, and Julie and I have Chesney, and he's always been very big in her life here in the first year. So that's where it started. But since that time, I've developed so many great relationships. I mean, it truly has become home. There's been, you know, things pop up where it could have been easy to take another job or just say, hey, I don't have the time or I'm not nearby. But I've always wanted to stick around because, again, it feels like home every time I get to go over there for the 4 to 5 months throughout the winter. And it's just been a blast to call girls and boys basketball now. I think roughly, if I can make it through tonight's game at Hopkins Central for the girls, I think it's right at 900 games now I've got to call.
Oh, wow.
For both the girls and boys basketball teams combined, of course, in the last 15 years.
You know, somebody asked me the other day how many games I've covered, and I don't even know where to begin to start
counting. Oh, God, yeah. You be in the thousands upon thousands. And I want to definitely say congrats to you on the honor that Caldwell County bestowed this past week for you. You are an amazing man in yourself. You've been a great friend to me, but your wealth of knowledge and your commitment, not just to Caldwell County Athletics, but all of Western Kentucky and Region 2 especially, and any sport. Again, it's one thing to be one sport, but any sport, whether it be, again, football or soccer or baseball, softball or basketball or track and field, you've been there through it all since you were in school. So, again, you've truly been a lifer for Caldwell County sports and all throughout the area. So that's well-deserved for you as well, my friend.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I got to admit, though, it was a little strange the other night being on the other side of things. You know, usually I'm the one taking the picture of somebody being recognized, not being out there being photographed.
Yeah, I saw that. Hey, it was a great picture. So, and that's okay. That's good. Let somebody else take the pictures for tonight. We need to have as many people that know how to use a legit camera and be able to write a news story as well. Right. So, again, we're so grateful for your coverage, again, over at Lyon County as well, beyond just what I do with the radio, but what all y'all do with the Edge Group is really does a lot for our young people. And I know not just me, but the community at large really appreciates that.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY Princeton. We're talking with Aaron Clayton, who calls Lyon County games over on WCCK. And, Aaron, we were talking about girls basketball. A lot of teams in the region maybe have a shot at Henderson County this year. Does anybody finally get the Lady Colonels?
You know, that's why I was so looking forward to the game Tuesday and still very proud of our effort. But again, I wanted to see where we stacked up against Henderson County, and we proved that we can play right along with them. But again, still haven't quite got over the hump of beating them. And that's one thing I always say. It's one thing to play them close. It's another thing to finally beat them. I look back at 2021, that half season COVID year, whatever you want to call it. Lion Boys, I think, were probably the more talented team that year, but didn't get to play Hopkinsville in the regular season. And when they had to play them in the region and you had to win and the season was over, got a little tight, got into foul trouble, ended up losing by two. The next year, we were able to play them in the regular season and we beat them handedly. By the time we got to the region tournament, we had no issues at all with Hopkinsville. And again, was able to win the region championship. And that's why I do believe, at least playing Henderson, while I would have loved to have won, you know what you've got to work on. And I'm going to tell you right now, you know Ricky Baker very well and what he did with the baseball team, what he's done in this one year. Again, he was left a very talented roster and is still being helped tremendously by Don Cottom, of course, the former head coach, her daughters playing on the team, Piper and Sloan. But what he is doing with film and just how he makes in-game adjustments and playing the next time around, if you don't believe that, just look at the game against Callaway County. We played Callaway County week one of the year, lost by 20. Again, it played them close through three quarters, ran out of gas, and then they come to Eddyville this past week, and we beat them by 11, and they had not lost a game all year, was top three in the state. Again, 2A state champions. I know if we get another crack at Henderson County, I know we can beat them, but I'm not going to put anybody above Henderson County until somebody beats Henderson County. And that's just the respect I have for Coach Hill and the Lady Colonels program and the former Coach Hill. Until somebody can knock them off when it matters the most. For years, Webster would beat them in the district, but couldn't beat them in the region finals. They have that stranglehold over it. Without Brooklyn Gibson, it does make it maybe a 10th of a percent a little bit easier, but what Italia Green did against us and Adeline Gish and all their bigs down low on Saturday, they're still solid 1-5. I wouldn't want to have to put my reputation and stake at the line saying I'm going to walk in and just beat Henderson County, because again, it's going to take everything you got. But however, I know after Saturday's game, we can beat Henderson County. And Coach Baker and the girls will do everything they can to get there and get that opportunity again. But like you said, there's a lot of teams in our way and we're in their way. Your Hopkins Central, who we have tonight, who's hosting the region tournament, our own district rival, Crittenden County, and you can't count out Christian County as well. Of course, the District 8 favorite. Those are the really, in my opinion, your top five teams right there. It seems like it's been all year for girls basketball. So any of them could win it, but somebody's got to beat Henderson first.
Now, you've got some Lions that are still playing basketball on the college level. How much do you get to keep up with those guys?
I try my best to at least look at the score lines each night they play. I've been fortunate to see two of the three play live this year. I saw Brady Shoulders at Mercer, who's doing fantastic. He ought to be definitely in the running for an all-conference selection on some of the teams because he is averaging near a double-double a night at Mercer. I got to see him play UT the very first game of the year in Knoxville. He had a fantastic game, even in a losing effort. I got to see Travis play at Vanderbilt when Ole Miss played Vanderbilt. Again, Travis can still do Travis things. He's had 15, 21-point games. But again, he's also had games where the minutes have been limited. But I know, again, I will stick with Travis Perry till I die, that if you ever give him the chance and let him go out there and take control of the game, I don't care on what level it is, you give him more than just 5 or 6 minutes, he's going to still do Travis Perry things. He's going to help you win a basketball game. And then on Florida Gulf Coast, again, in Fort Myers, so far away, they've had a couple of games locally for Jack Reddick. But Jack, in the offseason, put on so much muscle. He's so much stronger. And again, has done so much more for Florida Gulf Coast this year. Last year, he would play spot minutes off the bench in some games. This year, he has started some games. He's had double-digit games. So he is only progressing as well as Jack. And I'm very proud to see his progress down in Fort Myers.
Well, and if we can talk baseball for just a minute, one note that I think is really interesting is that Lyon County actually has two sets of brothers now that are currently playing college baseball together.
Yes, absolutely. You got the Bingham brothers at Eastern Kentucky. Gunner had a great career at Murray State. And again, John Ryder again, but John, he likes to go by John Bingham. John, again, both got to say they won a region title. And again, the only region titles for Lyon County under Coach Baker. Now both are at EKU. So that is fantastic to see. Again, it's going to be Gunner's last year as a senior and going to be starting the career for John Ryder. Then, of course, you've got Brody, you got Williams as well, who, again, both those brothers are still playing college. Again, the elder statesman, one of the top 30 catchers in the nation ranked at Kent State. So, again, you've got so many siblings still playing that I don't want to leave out Eli Baker, what he's accomplished. He's playing at Radford, and again, that's helped Coach Baker now being able to coach girls basketball and still go get to see Eli in the spring and the Virginias. So again, there's so much talent that's come through Lyon County in every sport over the last decade plus, and I've been very fortunate to be a part of. Again, there was great talent beforehand, but to see this much talent this often in this many different sports in such a short amount of time, you wouldn't see this at many large schools, much less a school that has 300 kids or less.
Yeah, those college baseball guys, they're already playing. They've got games scheduled. Some of them have already got games in, and, you know, they get going quick, and it won't be that long until high school baseball and softball and all the spring sports are going too. But we need to finish up basketball first, and Aaron, good luck to you guys the rest of the season, and I appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Todd. I look forward to seeing you again. Our girls play Hopkins Central tonight, and they play Mayfield Saturday, and the boys and girls play Livingston Central next Monday at home. Hope to see folks come out and join us. We'd love to see you there. Thank you, Todd, as always, my friend.
Yeah, I think I'm supposed to be there Monday night.
Okay, yep, doubleheader against Livingston, and then we have our senior night next Thursday, so a week from tonight against St. Mary at home. And then, and like I said, the girls are at Hopkins Central tonight. Looking forward to going over there. Of course, that's where the region tournament will be held for the girls, and then they'll also host Mayfield on Valentine's Day this Saturday. The boys get a few days off since their win against Madisonville this past Monday. So.
All right, thanks, Aaron. Have a great day.
You too, Todd. Thank you.
Aaron Clayton, the voice of Lyon County basketball over on WCCK Radio, joining us this morning here on the Sideline Report. We need to get to a break. Back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing, and if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note, all in about 20 minutes, without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice for Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Don't forget basketball action tonight at the Cab. Lady Tigers taking on Union County at 6 o'clock. Tigers against Henderson County at 7:30. We'll have both games here on WPKY. And then both teams will be going to Trigg County on Friday. We'll also have those games for you here on WPKY Friday night. Again, appreciate D.G. Sherrill, Bowling Green Boys Basketball Head Coach, for joining us this morning. And Aaron Clayton, the voice of Lyon County Basketball on WCCK, for coming on the Sideline Report this morning. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us this morning here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.